has a reputation as being a...
Right, it might be haunted.
Okay. What would it be haunted by?
Ghosts.
Okay. Any other word than ghosts?
Goblins.
Spooks.
Okay. Okay. The, if it's, not really cold, but on the other hand it's not warm, you might say it's...
Temperature's normal.
No, well, you'd say it's chilly.
What I'm looking for is the word cold, to express it of cool, is what I'm getting at.
Cool.
If it's cool, you could say it's not cold, but it's... This is a hard one to fish for. I really should. I probably have it on the... Okay, let's not fool with that. If you see somebody that you haven't seen in a while, that you know, you might go up to him and say,
glad to see you again.
Or asking about how he's been, you might say,
how you been?
Okay. Would say, how are you, or anything? Or
keep your hand away from your mouth.
Okay. If you're introduced to somebody for the first time, what would you say?
Glad to meet you.
Anything else you might say? In the form of a question to which you don't expect an answer. You might say,
how do you do?
Yeah, that's okay. If somebody comes and visits and is leaving and you like them to come back, what might you say to them when they go out the door and say,
please come back again?
Okay. December 25th, you want to greet somebody, you might say,
Merry Christmas to you.
Okay, and on the 1st of January, you'd say?
Have a Happy New Year.
Okay. The only problem, I guess, with a lot of expensive machinery is that if you don't have a lot of money, a lot of capital to spend, you'd say the only problem with a lot of this expensive machinery is that it
costs too much.
Yeah, okay. How might you pay for this stuff if you were so inclined, even though it costs a lot?
Can't buy it on credit cards.
All right. So what would you do?
Go to the bank and borrow $100,000.
Okay. The only problem with credit is that sooner or later the bill is...
due.
Yeah. What do you call the act of a kid going down a hill on a sled?
Sledding or toboggan?
Coasting
is a... Okay. What do you call somebody dives into the water in such a manner he lands flat and makes a big splash? What do you call that?
Took a belly flop.
Okay. Do you have a similar term to describe a really sort of vigorous getting onto the sled? Kid runs up at full speed and plops onto the... You have a term for that?
Well,
they use belly flop for that too.
Or flops on the sled.
Okay. What do you call it when somebody sort of turns head over heels?
Somersaults.
Okay. Did you ever do much swimming around here?
Did I do very much
swimming?
Yes, when I was a kid, I did a lot of swimming.
Where did you used to go?
To the river, mm-hmm. And then to the gravel pits when gravel pits were common.
How far did you used to swim?
Well, distance couldn't vary very much, only downstream the river. The gravel pits, we could swim across them, but they were only smaller. The first pits were maybe 100 feet across, but we'd swim downstream quite a ways, or swim across the river, and the current was pretty fast, and it would carry you downstream quite a little before you crossed to the other side.
Uh-huh.
Which would probably be a distance maybe of 200-300 feet or so.